I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I realized something when I was, because I'll be honest with you, I like Jameis Winston the farther down the depth chart he is. Meaning that I actually think Jameis has some fun to him. We obviously had him on way back when they signed him, I want to say in March. And he gave us a couple good sound clips. Like, there's good energy there. I totally understand why some fans gravitate towards Jameis Winston. But I was thinking about Jameis, just kind of getting ready for this weekend, I realized that, like, Jameis Winston is just the bankrupt version of the bankrupt man's version of Russell Wilson. He's a total goofball. I don't know his teammates love him the way I think. Like, I don't think it's unilateral. I think the people that buy into what Jameis is selling really, really, really buy into what Jameis is selling. I don't know that if you're looking, like, because in some of the conversations I've had with some of you, I think the conversation is finally they've got an adult in the room. The players are going to respond to this. There's a new play caller. I personally don't know that anything can salvage the offense this year. I think it's a lot of things that broke it. I do think Deshaun being the number one first and foremost thing that broke the Browns offense. I think Kevin Stefanski not going to a different offense 3 years ago probably broke the offense this year. I think everybody focuses on, well, but Kevin's offense has worked so well. Yeah, but he spent two seasons not building the offense around Deshaun in a way that I think Deshaun understood. I don't know, in fairness, I don't know Deshaun know how to put into words what he needed. I think Deshaun had a lot going on, and I think Deshaun deserves failure for this offense looking the way it does. But I think when it comes to Jameis, like, I keep going back to this. I think it's going to be more fun, but I don't know it's going to lead to any more winning. It might lead to one or two extra wins than it would with DTR. But I think with Jameis, I think there's just always going to be a certain amount of people in the locker room who don't like that style. Because he is a bit of a goof. He is a bit of a ham. He is a bit of a... And honestly, I think if you listen, I can't remember. It was Gerald McCoy and one other former Buccaneer on a podcast.
LeSean McCoy.
Like, was it 3 months ago? 2 months ago? That basically said the locker room really didn't love some of the pregame festivity, the pep rally kind of speeches, and it kind of hurt Jameis in the locker room. Because it felt like collegiate or it felt like high school. That's kind of like, I know Jameis is like 6'5", 250. And Russ Wilson's like 5'11", 215. But I think both of them have relatability problems. And I'm going to assume this as an assumption. I bet you it's easier for the locker room to get on Jameis's wavelength when he's not the starter. And I want to. There's going to be something we do here in a minute to have some fun at the expense of Jameis. But the reality is, Jason said something earlier that I think is really, really, really important. That, and in his was to a degree, I don't know I necessarily agree with. But basically, players do not love playing for you. They love playing for the money, and they love playing in the NFL. And they came here because you either drafted them, traded for them, or willing to pay them the most amount of money. And to a specific degree, that's right. And so, and conversely, we tend to love a lot of guys that play for the Browns. But you kind of have to be either really good at football or a legitimately good dude. Well, when it comes to locker room dynamics, the thing I'd always heard is players like each other. Everybody has, you know, it's a melting pot of different personalities, different mindsets, different everything. And that in the end, as players, as long as you're not disrespectful to each other, you're good, right? As long as you, like, respect the general rules of the team, fall in line, yada, yada, yada. The one way you can lose teammates is to go ahead and not play well. Like, again, I don't think people, like, when we talk about the Deshaun thing, it's been so tough to kind of encapsulate perfectly, because I don't think most of those dudes in that locker room cared a bit about those allegations. I'm sure there are guys that did, but by and large, football players live by the motto, if you don't negatively affect my check, we're good. And so, or unless they're just like the leader of men, right? The leader of men, the guy they respect no matter what. You could pretty much do anything and be accused of anything, and players would rationalize it. Well, they weren't there. They don't really know it. And it doesn't really matter what the truth is, because if you can help the team win, you can help the team win. I think it's going to be a really interesting weekend, because there are, and this is not me reporting it, there are things out there you can find on social media where there's some informed speculation that the organization, maybe the locker room, already isn't a huge fan of Jameis. So this weekend represents an opportunity with the Browns for Jameis to kind of remind people that he is a walking 30-yard completion waiting to happen. I just don't know, for a guy that I think players love to some degree, he's also a walking turnover, and this might be the start of the next rung of ugliness from the Browns. Like, we talk about winning and losing all the time, the impact of winning. I don't know anybody in the NFL needs a win more to stave off truly, truly ugly stuff happening or coming out. It's going to happen, by the way. Guys, we're gonna get some of the dirty deets at some point. They're 1-6. And they're 1-6 with a team that we thought were going to be a great team like 7 weeks ago. So I anticipate finding out. This is just like 2022. And it's like 2022 where, I mean, in fairness, they were 7-10. But there were some ugly things going on in the locker room, and it came out really in December. I'm going to say it again, they were 7-10. I don't know this thing goes to 7-10. I think that might be pie in the sky at this point. I think 5 wins might be the ceiling of this team, because, yeah, you got some teams here you can beat down the stretch. You got a lot of teams with championship aspirations. You do have Baltimore twice. You've got Pittsburgh twice. Kansas City. Miami's probably going to have Tua back when you see him at the end of the season.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Even a couple teams above you that, honestly, I still think you're more talented than, but are maybe playing for their coaches' lives, like in a situation like New Orleans. So this weekend represents one of the very few last opportunities to kind of get things trending. Problem is, I just don't know that Jameis is the guy, it might be more fun. You might like the preacher stuff. Some people have called it fake. I'm not going to do that. I don't know Jameis. I don't want to cast aspersions. But I kind of think this weekend is going to really start to determine whether it gets super duper ugly, super duper quick. And everybody can say, hey, they're not tanking. Hey, they're not this. They're not doing that. Guys, between the next two home games, they already lost a bad one at home. The next two home games, with players, by the way, openly revolting on fans against the best team in football. Well, the third best team in football, the Baltimore Ravens. Jameis better light up the damn sky. Now, I do want to have a little fun because I have now for two straight days been watching. I don't know if you guys know who Lou Young is. He's kind of an impressionist and a TikTok digital creator, whatever you want to say. And he took a stab at a Jameis Winston impression. I almost want to play Jameis from earlier this week. Mac, do we have the shorter cut of Jameis? Just to refresh people. It was like a 25-second cut of Jameis talking about Deshaun. It was from Sunday, but it would have been from Monday. Because I want you to hear, I don't know that I've heard somebody. So this is Jameis, and then we're going to play Lou Young here in a minute.
The way I was raised, I was taught to love no matter the circumstances, especially for people who do right by you. I'm grateful that I had a chance to serve Deshaun, but I am very upset with the reaction to a man that has had the world against him for the past 4 years, and he put his body and life on the line for this city every single day, regardless of your perception, regardless of what you thought should happen with him. He committed every single day that I've been here to be the best that he can be for this team.
All right, so that is the Jameis refresher. I hope that didn't piss you off just hearing that again, because it started to get the juices flowing. But here is clip one of Lou Young's Jameis impression.
Taught to never kick a man down when he's down and pick him up when he needs to get up. You don't throw dirt on a man's casket when he's still breathing.
That is so good. Like, just give me like the first 5 seconds of Jameis, and then we're going to stop it real quick and play Lou Young. Just give me the first 5 seconds as quick as you possibly can there, Mac.
The way I was raised, I was taught to love no matter the circumstances.
All right, now give me the...
Taught to never kick a man down when he's down and pick him up when he needs to get up. You don't throw dirt on a man's casket when he's still breathing.
All right, so the impression in and of itself is really, really funny. Then Lou, there's a lot of it we can't play because there's some things that are not suitable for air. But the more you get into it, there are gems like this.
I've already prayed for Deshaun's. I prayed over his legs, his limbs. Shame on the men and the women in the stands. The doll pals. I am not roofing with you today, but he will win again.
Oh, my God. All right. So, this is really, there's no topic here. There really isn't. There's just a flawless, I've heard people do a like good Jameis before. Guys, this is flawless. And I'm going to give you just a little, I cannot remember which one this is. I hope it's the right one and not the one that I'm not sure about. Here's one more from Lou Young on his Jameis Winston impression.
Verses 7 through 10's Ephesians, let not be your own dishonor, but look yourselves in the mirror. Do you like what you see when you walk out the door? Where I'm from, I'm a Southern child. But the true depiction of a man is when he get up, when people kick him down so he could be a winner again.
Again, find the man on TikTok. You might need him this weekend. Maybe find that TikTok, and every time Jameis throws an interception, come back to this. Every time he has a touchdown, come back to this as well. It might be even funnier if they win and Jameis plays really well. Just give me number one again on the way out here. Here's Lou Young.
Never kick a man down when he's down and pick him up when he needs to get up. You don't throw dirt on a man's casket when he's still breathing.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.